Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park, and we give you everything you need in your news diet. We give you the news of the day, the hard stuff, the featurey stuff, and then we give you the really juicy, interesting, maybe quirky stuff.
Have a little dessert.
A little dessert. Yeah, dessert.
That's only because our first story is about frozen yogurt. That's why that came to mind.
That's why you're the professional in this outfit. We call it the ramble.
Oh, a Pinkberry opened 2 blocks from my house.
Pinkberry. I still don't really know what this place is. It looks a little frightening to me, like kind of space food or something.
Well, I'll take you for a Pinkberry. Okay. It's the frozen yogurt joint. You see a lot of pictures of celebrities clutching these little cups with the frozen swirly yogurt in it. They have vanilla and green tea, and those are the only two flavors they really have. Well, apparently there are people who didn't think it was really frozen yogurt. They were so concerned that it wasn't frozen yogurt, a lawsuit ensued.
Wow.
But Pinkberry has settled the class action lawsuit over the matter. This is according to the LA Times. The suit was filed last May. Now, Pinkberry acknowledged, as a result of this suit, you know, the suit was about whether it had any yogurt in it or not. Something else came out in the course of the suit that Pinkberry wasn't in compliance with California food guidelines requiring that frozen yogurt to be mixed at a dairy instead of inside of the store. I guess they were doing it in their stores.
Mm.
Now, the settlement is reportedly forcing Pinkberry to also reveal its ingredients, which they hadn't done in the past. You can now find it on the website. We checked, and it does say, among a bunch of other things, quote, non-fat yogurt with live and active cultures. So that settles that.
Because I hate yogurt with inactive cultures. I like my cultures active.
Exactly. So is it healthy? Let's ask Lady Tigra of the Pinkberry song.
It doesn't feel like I'm cheating when I'm eating it, because it's healthy. I feel better already.
Well, there you go. She feels better already.
Good news. Okay, so earlier this week, the Government Accountability Office released a report about the abuse of government credit cards, okay, and found that a whopping 41% of purchases that they looked at failed basic internal control standards. Among the items that the GAO called abusive in its extravagance, a $13,500 dinner tab that the U.S. Postal Service rang up at Orlando, Florida, at a steakhouse. It was apparently a five-hour meal charged to government credit cards. It included more than $3,000 for drinks, more than $500 for shrimp cocktails.
I mean, they got about seven.
Yeah, that's true. And almost $1,000 for mini crab cakes and a little bit of steak. Apparently,
that's
the dinner
funny.
Included 81 entrees. I mean, the Postal Service, they work hard. Don't they deserve a party?
That's a lot of mini crab cakes.
I guess so. That's a lot of partying for the Postal Service. The Postal Service is fighting back. They say their big chow down shouldn't be compared to other abuses cited in the report because, according to a spokesman, quote, this is not taxpayer money. What we spend is what we make. I don't really get that, actually. I think it is taxpayer money.
That's what the GAO spokesman isn't buying it.
Yeah, saying my stamps help pay for the dinner. Every time you lick a stamp, think about Ruth's Chris and all the mail carriers chowing down on steak.
All right, let's think about the other side of this, people who do good. A guy named Eli Estrada, 40 years old, just opened a landscaping business, in debt with child support payments, and a live-in mother-in-law he supports because she lost her house. Well, you know what? He found a giant wad of cash, $140,000 in unmarked 20s. He did give it up. He didn't ask for a reward. Some Brinks armored truck had lost part of its money. Huh. The company later gave him $2,000 for turning the money in.
I mean, the truck just dropped some cash on the street?
That's another part of the story I think he's investigating, frankly.
Happy birthday to the Crayola crayon. Specifically, the 64-count box of Crayola. You know, the big, big jumbo size. The iconic box, the one with the built-in sharpener, turns 50 this year. And Crayola is celebrating by coming out with 8 new crayon color names. And you'll have to stay tuned for that. And folks, that's your ramble. We'll link to these stories on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park.